Boy, what a show for St. Patty's Day already. The Lord Mayor of Dublin, and we've got Jennifer was here with us today. I'm Michael Horn. That is Paul Stern. Gina Doyle from the Tam O'Shanter in Los Angeles. You know, it was easier getting the mayor, the Lord Mayor of Dublin on the show, and we broadcast from Hollywood, California, than it is to get the mayor of Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. What's the deal? I don't understand that. We couldn't get our own mayor from our own city. I bet we get Mayor Bloomberg on before we get Mayor Villaraigosa. Maybe he's not celebrating St. Patty's Day. Maybe there's such serious difficulties in economies everywhere. These officials, elected officials, are working around the clock. We hope so. But welcome back here to the show. I'm Michael Horn. That is Paul Stern. Where are we going next, Paul?
We got Michelle Rubidoux here with us here, and we're talking about St. Patrick's Day cuisine.
All right. We continue with the St. Patty's Day special. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
You're so relaxed. Look at you. We're just Michelle Rubidoux is like, hi. Now, you're with foodieview.com. What is foodieview?
Foodieview.com, and it's actually Michelle Robichaux.
Robichaux. Okay, Robichaux. Michelle Robichaux.
Today it's O. Robichaux.
Oh. Michelle O. Robichaux.
Because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we'd like that.
All right, so Michelle O. Robichaux, welcome. What is foodieview.com?
Foodieview.com is a recipe search engine and a restaurant guide.
All right, so tell us about St. Patty's Day food. Where are we going? What are we eating?
Well, we can go on foodieview.com and search Irish dishes. And some of the dishes that come up, some of the dishes that I actually picked out from our recipe results were box tea.
What were they?
Box tea, B-O-X-T-Y.
Mm. Box tea. What is box tea?
Box tea is a potato pancake.
Ooh, B-O-X-T-Y, box tea.
Mm-hmm. They're delicious. They're actually made of raw potato and mashed potatoes.
You know, one night when I ran out of pajamas, I was running around in my box tea shorts. But that's another story for a different show, Michelle. So this potatoes in this, is this like a German potato pancake or is this true Irish?
No, it's true Irish.
So, okay, so describe it.
It's a traditional Irish dish, and it includes raw potato, mashed potato, flour, baking soda, buttermilk, and sometimes egg.
So if I ask for box tea to an Irishman,
he'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Faith and begotta, he'll know what I'm talking about.
Right. Wow. In fact, when a lot of us, when we think, I know I do, when I think of St. Patrick's Day and Irish food, I think of corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah, that's it, a little corned beef and cabbage.
Right, and the interesting thing is that that's actually an Irish-American tradition.
Really?
It is, it is. In fact, the closest thing that we would find to that recipe in Ireland would be bacon and cabbage.
So if we wanted to go true corned beef and cabbage in Ireland, we'd be doing bacon and cabbage.
Exactly, exactly. They're not big fans of
interesting
corned beef
combination.
There.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so bacon and cabbage is another good one. What else?
Right. So basically we're looking at dishes that use the staples and the potatoes, lamb, beef, kale, cabbage.
Potatoes, lamb, beef.
So Irish stew is generally made with lamb, potatoes, and onions.
Okay.
And then coal cannon is another Irish favorite.
What is it? Coal cannon?
Coal cannon.
Spell that for us.
C-O-L-C-A-N-N-O-N.
What is coal cannon?
Coal cannon is actually it's mashed potatoes mixed with kale, cabbage, butter, salt, and pepper.
Hmm.
So it's really interesting. The Irish have gotten very creative with their use of potatoes.
People actually order this in Ireland?
They do. They do. Coal cannon.
Spot of the coal cannon
in
a stout, please. I thought coal cannon, wasn't that the Irish version of that old TV show Cannon with William Conrad, where they had old man Cole in there and they call it coal cannon?
He moved about as quick as cannon.
He drove a shillelagh or something instead of an old Lincoln Continental convertible. Is that true, Michelle?
I'm not certain.
Just say no, Michelle, so we can move along, okay? That's all, okay. In essence of time. All right, so coal cannon is what? It's potatoes, what else?
It's mashed potatoes, kale, cabbage, butter, salt, and pepper.
And kale, again, is kind of in the cabbage family, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's like leafy green, roughagey, sort of a salad-type vegetable.
Aye, there'll be a lot of regular Irishmen. Eat your kale.
And then we have coddle.
What is that? Wait a minute. What is this one? Cuddle?
Coddle.
Coddle.
C-O, it sounds like cuddle, but not quite. So it's C-O-D-D-L-E.
Yes.
a lot of times you'll hear it called Dublin coddle. It's a very traditional Irish dish. And it is made with layers of pork, sausage, and bacon over potatoes.
And it's pork, cooked sausage, and bacon over potatoes, okay?
Right, and it's cooked in a pot, and it's boiled.
I got to tell you, this is like broadcaster's food. This is like real radio food. I know a lot of people that would be good candidates for this kind of stuff.
All this stuff is
right,
boiled.
It's very, you know, I mean, it's the meat and potatoes. It's very hearty, very, you know, substantial.
Kind of stick-to-your-rib kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Michelle Robichaud is here. She's from foodieview.com, and she's given us some great Irish staples here. What else besides coddle?
Well, let's see. After coddle, I think...
Would you like to come over and coddle with me?
Well, I think after all of this heavy food, we should probably switch to something sweet. So
That's why we have you on the show, Michelle.
I try.
Thank you.
So some of the sweet dishes, I'll just run off a list of some of the things that come up on the Irish dish search.
At foodieview.com.
You just go to foodieview.com.
Everybody, you go to foodieview.com, you click in Irish foods or whatever, and this stuff comes up, right?
Exactly.
I hate to ask the question, Michelle, but can we see a picture of you over at foodieview.com?
I don't have a picture on the website yet.
Too bad.
But one day.
You got a Facebook page?
I might have a Facebook page.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go. That's interesting. That was guarded. We'll find out more later. Stay with us. All right, so what are we doing for desserts now?
For dessert, I would choose an Irish cream bundt cake.
Irish cream bundt cake.
We also have a delicious recipe for Irish bread pudding with caramel whiskey sauce.
Oh, that's the best.
What is that, the bread pudding with what?
Caramel whiskey sauce.
Caramel whiskey sauce.
Oh.
And then there's Mum's Irish apple pie.
As in your mum?
Mum.
Or in mum, the...
Not to be confused with mom, it's mum.
Oh, because it's me mum.
Right.
But I guess that's an English day. Bob's me uncle, it's me mum. Okay, so mum's, what is it again?
Irish apple pie.
Yummy. So these are all, if we want to put something together, because someone came to me, right, and they're having a St. Paddy's Day party, and they go, I don't know what to do. Just go to foodieview.com, click in Irish desserts, and it's there, right?
Exactly. You can click Irish desserts, you can click Irish food, St. Patrick's Day food, and just, you know, a variety of delicious traditional Irish dishes will come up for you.
You know, Michelle Robichaud, you're becoming a regular on our show. Every time there's like a holiday, we bring you on.
Well, I love coming back and talking with you guys.
You continue with it, you're going to have to marry one of us, I'll tell you. That's the way it works here on the show.
Well, thank you, Mike and Paul, so much for having me back.
You're welcome. Thanks for being with us. Foodieview.com. We'll be back.